Welcome to Stoic Wisdom, a sanctuary for those who yearn to live more meaningful lives. Here we explore philosophy, personal development, and the art of living well, guided by the wisdom of the ages. If you're new here, I invite you to join our community by subscribing and hitting the bell icon. This ensures you never miss a video that could be the catalyst for your next breakthrough. In today's episode, we journey into the heart of Stoicism to uncover 11 practices you should quietly eliminate from your life. These aren't just actions, but shifts in perspective, inspired by the enduring wisdom of Marcus Aurelius. Whether you're familiar with Stoic philosophy or just beginning to explore, this video promises insights and reflections that could change the way you view yourself and the world around you. So, let's embark on this journey together, with open minds and hearts, ready to rediscover the art of living. Are you ready to see what life looks like when we strip? Our first point takes us directly to the heart of Stoicism, the concept of excessive complaining. It's something that, at first glance, seems harmless, a natural response to the frustrations and challenges life throws our way. But Marcus Aurelius challenges us to see beyond the surface. Marcus Aurelius, in his meditations, often reflected on the impermanence of life's troubles and the strength found in acceptance. He wrote, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be one." In essence, he urges us to embody the virtues we admire, rather than lamenting our circumstances. Excessive complaining traps us in a cycle of negativity, blinding us to the power we hold within, the power to change our perception, to choose resilience over resignation. When we complain, we surrender control, giving power to the externalities that should in fact have no dominion over our inner peace. So, how do we break free from the habit of complaining? It starts with mindfulness. Recognize when you're complaining and ask yourself, is this within my control? Can I change the situation, or can I change my reaction to it? More often than not, you'll find that while you can't control the external world, you can control your response to it. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to focus on our internal fortress, to fortify it not with complaints but with gratitude, action and acceptance. Imagine the tranquility of living a life where complaints are replaced with proactive steps towards improvement or with serene acceptance of what cannot be changed. Moving on to the second thing we should quietly eliminate from our lives, as guided by the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, is the incessant search for external approval. In a world where the approval of others can seem like the ultimate validation, Stoicism offers a strikingly different perspective. Marcus Aurelius, with his profound insights into human nature, reminds us that it's not what others think of us that matters, but what we think of ourselves. His teachings encourage us to seek approval from within, to be our own benchmark of success and fulfillment. The quest for external approval is a slippery slope. It can lead us down a path where our happiness is contingent on the fluctuating opinions of others, making our self-esteem as volatile as the stock market. Instead, Stoicism teaches us to anchor our worth in our own judgments and virtues. So, how do we detach ourselves from this need for external validation? It begins by recognizing our intrinsic worth. Understand that you are complete, not because of accolades or approval from others, but because of your character, your actions, and your commitment to living a principled life. Navigating further through the Stoic wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we encounter a powerful yet challenging concept: the elimination of anger and resentment from our lives. In an era where outrage can often feel like the default response, this Stoic principle invites us to a higher standard of emotional resilience. Marcus Aurelius, in his contemplative meditations, observed, "How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it?" He prompts us to question the utility of our anger, to weigh its costs, not just on our peace of mind, but on our relationships and the world around us. Anger, while a natural emotion, can often lead us astray from our values and goals. It can cause harm that far outweighs the satisfaction of expressing our grievances. So, how does one begin to let go of anger and resentment according to Stoic philosophy? The first step is awareness. Recognize when anger arises and pause. This moment of pause is your opportunity to choose a different path. Ask yourself, will this anger serve me or my purpose? Is there a more constructive response? Marcus Aurelius advises us to look for the lesson or opportunity in every challenge. By adopting this mindset, we transform our anger into a tool for personal growth and understanding, rather than allowing it to become a weapon that harms ourselves and others. 4. Unnecessary possessions. As we journey further into the profound wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the principles of Stoicism, we encounter a principle that resonates deeply in our modern era, the elimination of unnecessary possessions. In a world where consumerism often dictates our value and happiness, Stoicism offers a refreshing counter-narrative. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, urges us to find freedom in simplicity, reminding us that he who is content with the least possesses the most. This powerful statement challenges us to reassess our relationship with material possessions and to distinguish between what we need and what we are conditioned to want. The accumulation of unnecessary possessions not only clutters our physical space, but also our mental space. It can lead to a constant pursuit of more, a cycle that never truly brings satisfaction. Stoicism teaches us to value the immaterial, wisdom, virtue, and our relationships, over the fleeting satisfaction of material gains. How then can we begin to free ourselves from the excess that weighs us down? It starts with mindfulness, with taking a moment to ask ourselves why we hold on to certain items. Do they serve a purpose? Do they bring us joy? Or do they simply take up space both physically and emotionally? 5. The fear of missing out. In our exploration of the Stoic wisdom imparted by Marcus Aurelius, we now confront a modern dilemma that seems to pervade every aspect of our lives, the fear of missing out, or FOMO. In an age where every moment is broadcasted and every experience is shared, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing our lives with others, feeling as though we're always one step behind. Marcus Aurelius, though centuries removed from our digital age, offered timeless advice that speaks directly to this phenomenon. He reminds us, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. This profound insight encourages us to look inward for fulfillment rather than outward for validation. The constant comparison, fueled by FOMO, distracts us from the present moment and from appreciating what we have. It breeds dissatisfaction and anxiety, robbing us of the peace and contentment that are readily available in our own lives. Stoicism teaches us to focus on our inner selves, cultivating gratitude for our own experiences and accepting that we cannot live all possibilities. 6. The fear of failure. As we continue our journey through the Stoic wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we encounter a challenge that resonates deeply with many of us, the fear of failure. In a world that celebrates success and perfection, fear of failing can paralyze us, preventing us from taking risks or trying new things. Marcus Aurelius, however, offers a perspective that turns this fear on its head. He tells us, do not be ashamed of help. It is your task to achieve your assigned duty, like a soldier in assault on a town. This analogy is a powerful reminder that in the pursuit of our goals, obstacles and setbacks are not failures, but opportunities to learn and grow. The fear of failure often stems from our attachment to outcomes and our concern for how others perceive us. Stoicism teaches us to focus on our efforts and intentions rather than the outcome. It's in the process of striving, not necessarily in achieving, that we find true value and character growth. So, how can we adopt a Stoic attitude towards failure? It starts with redefining what failure means to us. Instead of seeing it as a reflection of our worth, we can view each setback as a lesson, a stepping stone on the path to wisdom and resilience. 7. Procrastination. As we delve deeper into the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy, we encounter a familiar adversary in our quest for a meaningful life, procrastination. It's the force that keeps us from starting, the voice that says tomorrow, when wisdom urges us to begin today. Marcus Aurelius, with his profound insight, challenges us directly. Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one. This simple yet powerful directive cuts to the heart of procrastination, reminding us that action is the essence of virtue. Procrastination often stems from fear of failure, fear of making mistakes, or even fear of success. Yet Stoicism teaches us that these fears are based on our judgments about future events over which we have no control. The only thing within our control is our actions right now. How then can we overcome procrastination and embrace the Stoic call to action? The first step is to acknowledge the present moment as the most opportune time for action. Marcus Aurelius urges us to focus on the now, to do what we can with the time and resources we have at this moment. 8. The habit of overindulgence. Navigating through the Stoic wisdom of Marcus Aurelius brings us to confront a prevalent challenge in our modern lives, the habit of overindulgence. In a world abundant with temptations, from excessive eating and drinking to the overconsumption of digital content, finding moderation is key to maintaining our well-being and focus. The habit of overindulgence not only affects our physical health, but our mental clarity and emotional balance. By constantly seeking external pleasures, we risk becoming slaves to our desires, losing our ability to find joy in the simple and the serene. So how can we cultivate the Stoic practice of moderation in our own lives? It starts with self-awareness. Recognizing our tendencies to overindulge is the first step towards change. Reflecting on our daily choices, asking ourselves if they lead us towards tranquility or away from it, can be a powerful exercise. Implementing limits and setting boundaries for ourselves is another effective strategy. Whether it's limiting screen time, setting a budget for discretionary spending, or choosing to consume food and drink mindfully, these boundaries can help us resist the pull of excess. 9. Resentment. As we continue our exploration of Marcus Aurelius's Stoic wisdom, we encounter an emotion that can deeply disrupt our inner peace: resentment. It's a feeling that arises from perceived injustices, holding on to past hurts, or nursing grievances. Yet, in the realm of Stoicism, resentment is seen as a toxic burden that hinders our path to virtue and tranquility. Marcus Aurelius himself counseled, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This profound insight invites us to break the cycle of resentment by choosing a higher path, one of forgiveness and understanding, rather than mirroring the actions or attitudes that hurt us. Resentment chains us to the past, preventing us from experiencing the present moment's fullness and potential for happiness. It consumes our mental energy, diverting it from constructive pursuits and corroding our well-being. So, how can we liberate ourselves from the grip of resentment following the Stoic path? The first step is acknowledging our feelings without judgment. Recognizing resentment allows us to understand its source and the impact it has on our lives. Forgiveness is a powerful tool in this journey. It does not mean condoning wrongs, but freeing ourselves from the burden of resentment. Forgiveness is a choice we make for our peace, a Stoic practice of releasing negativity to cultivate inner harmony. 10. The pursuit of perfection. In our quest for a meaningful life guided by Stoic wisdom, we now confront a common trap that many of us fall into: the pursuit of perfection. The desire for flawlessness, whether in our personal achievements or relationships, can be a relentless source of stress and discontentment. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic insight, advises, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." These words remind us that the pursuit of perfection external to ourselves often leads to a futile and exhausting endeavor. The quest for perfection often stems from a fear of judgment, a desire for external validation, or a belief that our worth is tied to flawless achievements. Stoicism offers an alternative perspective, urging us to focus on our internal virtues and to recognize that our value lies in our character rather than flawless outcomes. So, how can we break free from the exhausting cycle of perfectionism and embrace the Stoic philosophy? The first step is to cultivate self-awareness. Acknowledge the unrealistic standards you may be setting for yourself and the toll it takes on your well-being. 11. Mindless consumption. In our exploration of Stoic wisdom through the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, we confront a modern challenge that echoes through the ages: mindless consumption. In a world bombarded by advertisements and a constant stream of information, the Stoic philosophy encourages us to reflect on our consumption habits and recognize the impact on our well-being and the world around us. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, provides us with a timeless perspective on consumption, stating, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This wisdom challenges us to reconsider the pursuit of external possessions as a source of true happiness. Mindless consumption often stems from a desire to fill internal voids with external possessions, seeking happiness in the accumulation of things rather than cultivating contentment within. Stoicism invites us to break free from this cycle, advocating for intentional and mindful choices in what we consume. How then can we align our consumption habits with Stoic principles? The first step is cultivating awareness. Take a moment to reflect on your consumption patterns, whether it's impulsive shopping, excessive screen time, or mindless scrolling. Recognize the impact of these habits on your mental state and overall well-being. As we conclude our journey today through the profound Stoic insights of Marcus Aurelius, we're reminded of the timeless nature of his wisdom. In a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, these 11 lessons offer a beacon of clarity and guidance, encouraging us to reflect deeply on the way we live our lives. From letting go of negative influences and unnecessary possessions to embracing the present moment and finding contentment within, Marcus Aurelius's teachings challenge us to cultivate a life of virtue, resilience, and inner peace. These lessons aren't just philosophical musings, but practical tools for navigating the complexities of modern life. We invite you to reflect on these teachings and consider how they might be applied in your own journey. Which of these lessons resonated most with you? How can you incorporate Stoic wisdom into your daily life to foster a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment? Remember, the path to Stoic wisdom is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. As Marcus Aurelius himself might remind us, every day presents a new opportunity to practice these principles, to grow, and to move closer to the person we aspire to be. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of Marcus Aurelius's Stoic wisdom. We hope you found inspiration and guidance in these lessons that will support you in leading a more intentional and virtuous life. If you've enjoyed this journey, please like, share, and subscribe for more insights into living a life of purpose and tranquility.